Well, it's now time for sport shortly, but 26 past six. Yes, Warwick Hadfield joins us now. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Geraldine.
And in cricket, they're using the esque word in two hemispheres this morning, Warwick. Bradman-esque, after Steve Smith's double century gave Australia the ascendancy on day two of the fourth Ashes test at Old Trafford.
Geraldine, he had to get through the nervous 140s first.
Yes.
Yes, but look, he scored this double century. It's his third against England, and you'd have to say it was inevitable once he did get past 150 to set up this scoreboard, which heavily favours Australia at stumps. England 1 for 23 in reply to Australia's 8 declared for 497. Now, Smith had his luck, but even Bradman had that when he scored 8 Ashes double tons by the time he was 40. Remember that famous one in Brisbane, where he was out and Jack Aitken claimed the catch, but the umpire said otherwise, and then that was it. Bradman was back. There were moments when Smith did look mortal last night, particularly when he edged Jack Leach to first slip, only for the ball to be declared illegal, but mostly it was an innings to further dispirit England. And one Englishman in particular, they say you can't get back the spent arrow. How about the spent archer? Justin Langer might be being proven right. Jofra Archer's lack of experience in long-form cricket was going to tell against him as the series wound on, Justin Langer said. Now, the only thing in the high 90s overnight from just Jofra Archer was the number of runs he conceded. None for 97. Tim Payne got a half century, then Mitchell Starc and Nathan Lyon did that thing that tail-enders do. They make the opposition feel like the only people in the room who aren't getting the joke. It was a bit of a hit-and-giggle partnership at the finish before the declaration. So Australia riding its luck. But good teams do that. And on day two, they're in the winning position. But we've been there before as well. And just quickly, in the West Indies, the Australian women's team, they're flying too. They're thrashing the West Indies in a one-day right now, Geraldine.
Excellent. And you can even hear it in your voice, Warwick. There's a lovely evenness. There's a serenity there. Can hear it. Okay, I shall take
the world
note.
Is back on its proper axis.
Now, in the AFL, Warwick, the Bombers were no match for the West Coast in their elimination final in Perth last night.
Look, Geraldine, the Eagles showed they're a better team than one that finished fifth after the home and away season against a gallant but ineffective Essendon, which had just snuck into the top eight. The Eagles had winners all over the ground. Nick Natanui in the ruck, the pure silk of Ryan, Jetta and Rioli, who made the corridor look like a freeway on the road up forward to Jack Darling and old man Josh Kennedy. The Eagles won by 55 points, and the members of the four sides above them, particularly their ruckman, with Nick Natanui in such good form, will be thinking, wow, they're soaring. And tonight...
Josh, he's a fabulous player to watch when he's in form.
Oh, he's glorious. One of the best players in the AFL. And tonight, Geelong, the minor premier, plays Collingwood on Collingwood's home ground, go figure, the MCG, pretty much a sellout in every sense, if you just happen to be a Geelong supporter. And we'll have basketball, netball, rugby league, and maybe some tennis at 7:30, Geraldine.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Warwick. Well, it's time for more sport now. Hello again, Warwick.
Hello, Geraldine.
In basketball, an historic moment for the Boomers, the Australian men's team at the World Cup in China last night.
Yeah, Geraldine, they're unbeaten after their first three games, and that's the first time they've ever done this at World Cup level. Though there were moments late in the game when the Lithuanians, replete with their own NBA players, looked to have the better of the Australians. But Paddy Mills, with 7 points in the last 3 minutes, including a delicious three-pointer, stood tall, or as tall as you can when you're 6 foot and your opponent is 7 foot tall. They built him big in Lithuania, I can tell you. Look, the brilliance of Mills, who's earned his spurs and then some with San Antonio in the NBA, helped make the final score 87-82. As Australia goes into the second round of this tournament now, full of confidence that a medal, an elusive medal, it's the best way to describe it, is finally within their grasp, Geraldine.
Terrific. And in rugby league, despite being a player down, South Sydney claimed a place in the NRL top four last night.
Yeah, top four. It may be temporary or not with the rest of the round still to come, but those moments last night with the 12 players and the way they tackled, they define not just your season but your club. They lost... Dane Gagai, Junior Totola, Liam Knight, John Sutton and Adam Reynolds to various injuries, but still managed to recover from being 10 points to 2 down at halftime to win 16-10. Now, whatever he might have been feeling on the inside, and he's made it his life's work never to let anyone else know that, Wayne Bennett was his usual taciturn self after the game. It wasn't a brave effort at all. It was just a team effort, and that's the way we do things at South Sydney. Now, tonight, Manly plays Para, the result to impact on the final permutations of the top eight, while Melbourne will finish finished as minor premier, no matter the result against North Queensland in the other game tonight, Geraldine.
And in Super Netball, Warwick, it's sudden death Sunday for the Swifts and the Vixens.
It's preliminary final time, the winner going through to the granny against the Sunshine Coast, the loser free to enjoy all the beaches of the Sunshine Coast. All sorts of theories on what might happen, but we'll go to the oracle herself, Sharni Layton, netballer turned footballer turned contrarian columnist, has wondered out loud if the Swifts are cooked going into this game after losing last week. And this may or may not just be the fillip the New South Wales team needs, if only because last week Layton declared the Vixens Melbourne's second team, and we all know what they did to Collingwood after that. And quickly in the tennis, the US Open, Sam Stosur and her partner Rajiv Ram, they've lost their mixed doubles semi-final this morning. Ashley Barty and Victoria Azarenka due on Louis Armstrong Stadium about now for the women's double semi-final, Geraldine.
Well, thank you, Warwick, and have a lovely weekend watching the cricket.
Thank you very much, Geraldine.